Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Lions on a bye this week means we'll get to kick up our feet and watch everybody else in the NFL. Talk us through it. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. A very early morning. I'm sure everybody in the hotel rooms next to me here in L.A. are very excited to hear about Detroit Lions football at 5 a.m. in this hotel.
They should be.
They should be.
So are you out there for the game tonight?
Yes, I got the Vikings and the Chargers tonight for Westwood One. Absolutely.
All right, let's start there. Yeah.
Yeah, let's start there in regards. I know the Chargers, it kind of feels like it's a must win for them. They also are a team that's been ravaged with injuries. So I'll just jump into it here. Which team do you think is going to be most active as we approach the trade deadline?
Ooh, that is a good question. By the way, it is crazy to me, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it a lot, but it feels like over the last 3 or 4 years or so, maybe longer, there's a few teams that every year they're ravaged by injury. You know, the Chargers, every single year, their top five tackles, offensive tackles may or may not play tonight. You think about the 49ers, they lost two of the 10 best players in football. And honestly, the other team that's in that category the last few years, it's your Lions. And I don't know why, and somehow they make up for it. I'm watching that game Monday night, and they've got – who is Whiteside? I mean, the Lions have guys I've never even heard of.
We hadn't either.
On Monday night football against the Bucs. I mean, so on the one hand, I give Brad Holmes and the personnel department a ton of credit for having these guys I've never heard of out there making plays, and for Dan Campbell and the coaching staff putting them in position to make plays. The flip side, though, is the Lions need to get out of being one of these three or four teams that has more than their fair share of injuries every year. I don't know if that makes the Chargers more active at the trade deadline. I think tonight is a huge game for both these teams. You know, the Chargers are 4-3. The Vikings are 3-3. We're getting to that point in the season where, and especially with the trade deadline coming up in a couple weeks, where teams are going to kind of decide whether or not they're going to really go for it. You know, I read where the Bengals might even make some trades to try to keep this thing afloat until Joe Burrow potentially comes back, kind of like they did with Flacco. So these next couple weeks and these games starting tonight for these teams that are around 500 are going to go a really long way towards determining just how active certain teams are at the deadline.
Look at the Viking side of things. Does it feel like they're playing it safe with J.J. McCarthy, not expected to start tonight?
Playing it safe, Jim, would be one way to describe it. You know, it's a little bit risky what they're doing tonight in the sense that if Wentz plays really – my philosophy is the truth is McCarthy had one good quarter out of eight, okay? And they could kind of tell that he wasn't really ready yet. and that he's not going to give them a chance to be a playoff team. So they wanted him to be 100%. John can tell you, nobody's really 100% when you get to this part of the season. Everybody's playing through something. But I think they're going to keep Wentz in there. If he plays really, really well tonight, I have a tough time picturing them putting McCarthy in the next game. I think what they're waiting for is for McCarthy to be super-duper, like, ridiculously healthy, and for Wentz to be coming off a really bad game or two. Now, he had some horrendous plays against the Eagles on Sunday that cost them the game. The interesting thing about the Vikings is that if you go back to the offseason, they wanted to bring Darnold back. But then Darnold, you know, the Seahawks said they wanted him to be the starter for sure and gave him the money, a commitment over a couple years. The Vikings weren't willing to go that far because McCarthy's their future. Okay. I had Tom Pelissero, the NFL Network guy, come on my show that you guys referenced, the Ross Tucker podcast. He actually told me this offseason, the Vikings offered Daniel Jones more guaranteed money to come back there than the Colts did. But Daniel Jones looked at it and said, yeah, I'm just keeping the seat warm for whenever they put McCarthy in, maybe halfway through the year, whatever. And Daniel Jones, when I did a Colts game for CBS, he said he liked the quarterback situation in Indy more, a.k.a. he knew that they were kind of done with Anthony Richardson and he could start there. But think about where the Vikings might be right now if they had either Darnold right. or Daniel Jones there at quarterback. They would be firmly in the mix. Instead, they have the worst record in the NFC North.
The NFC North. Let's stay right there because the Bears – quietly are 4-2, and maybe not so quietly, but we all know what happened to them in their second loss. Detroit handed them a 52-21 defeat, but they've also played the Cowboys, that was at home, on the road to the Raiders, the Commanders, and I would say the Commanders at that time, maybe that was a good win, but it's the Saints. Are the Bears for real? Could they contend in the division?
No, I don't think so. They have gotten an inordinate amount of turnover luck. I mean, again, on Sunday against the Saints, they forced four takeaways, and that's impressive and give them credit for that. But during this run they've been on, these four straight wins, a lot of them have been unforced errors. I mean, that game was done against the Commanders on Monday night a couple weeks ago. I called that game with Kevin Harlan, and Jaden Daniels fumbles the shotgun snap, trying to put it in the running back's belly. Now, give the Bears credit. They have made the most of people's mistakes, and they've won those games, and a win is a win is a win. But I think the Lions and Packers are both a good head and shoulders above the Bears. The Packers thing is interesting because, as you guys know, I have that betting show, Even Money, and, boy, my co-host is not believing in the Packers at all. It's interesting because with that tie – they actually had the best record in the NFC at 4-1-1, but it just doesn't feel like it. I mean, in my power rankings, I have the Lions ahead of them, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Eagles, the Bucks. Then I get to the Packers. So they have the best record, but I think there's at least four or five in the NFC that are still looking better and playing better than Green Bay right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're talking to Ross Tucker. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, I wonder if you agree with me. I've refused to bury the Ravens. Maybe get Lamar back? The line would suggest yes. The schedule for a 1-5 football team sets up for them to get right back in this. Where are you at with Baltimore?
No, I'm not burying them either. I'm with you, Jim. I'll tell you why. Because the Steelers still aren't that good. The Steelers had an unbelievable opportunity last Thursday night to have a 3.5-game lead in the AFC North. They would have had more wins than the rest of the division combined. They let Joe Flacco and Ja'Marr Chase totally light them up. Now they're going to be in a dogfight because I still feel like the Steelers are going to end up with 9 or 10 wins. Maybe they get to 11, and I think that's where Baltimore will be. What will end up happening is those Steelers-Ravens head-to-head matchups, they will be huge. But to me, I think they both, if I had to guess, probably end up 10-7. I think the Ravens go on a major run now with Lamar back and only lose two games. I think the Steelers kind of regress a little bit, probably end up about 10-7, and then whoever wins those head-to-head meetings end up winning the division with a tiebreaker.
And I know your power rankings, it's a snapshot in time, but when should NFL fans start believing in the Colts? And with what you're seeing from, whether it's quarterback play, I think the best thing that they do is defense, but their offensive line is the top two or three offensive line in the NFL. When should fans start believing that the Colts are legit?
About 2 weeks ago. I mean, I think they're the best team in football. I think they've been the best team in football all year. I understand the skepticism. It's the Colts. It's Daniel Jones. I get that. Guys, they are a machine. You know what they remind me of, actually? They remind me of the Ben Johnson Detroit Lions, where it just feels like they're going to score every time they get the ball. I just saw this in prepping for this game, and I came across this stat. The Colts are averaging 3.6 points per drive, which is the highest since at least 2000. So think about all the good teams in the last 25 years. Nobody else has averaged. They're averaging more than half a touchdown every time they get the ball. I think they've punted 11 times in 7 games. They are an absolute machine. And you're right, John, the O-line's a huge part of it.
He's Ross Tucker. We check in with him every single week to help us get into the football weekend. Ross, appreciate your time.
Thanks, man.
Sounds great. See you, boys.
Yep.
Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Check out his podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.